Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone, and a happy Palm Sunday to you all. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on How to Love with Fola. I'm so excited, and I really want to thank everyone that is live on here with us, an elder and a beautiful wife, Sister Carla. Good to have you guys on.
Amen.
This is a continuation of their two-part series. We don't know if it's going to end up as three or four parts, but we are ready for whatever the Lord is going to do. So we're going to go right to the next question, and it's going to be elder talking to the men about setting individual goals as couples. Do you agree that setting individual goals and having corporate goals together can result in having healthy and long-lasting marriages? If you do, sir, please explain practical ways that men can do this for their homes. Thank you.
Amen. I mean, goals are very important. Without goals, the old saying, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's the same thing that will happen in your marriage. If you don't have goals, something to aspire to, it's never going to get better, for one, and you're going to see deterioration in your marriage. Now, the one thing on individual goals, I believe, is that, as I said before in the previous show, is that men, you need to be complete before you come to a woman. The man has to have a vision, you know, and if that man doesn't have a vision, then what is he going to present to that woman? And I would never marry a man if I was a woman without a vision. What direction? You're the head. God made you the head of that family. So it's your job to lead that family in a direction. If you have no goal, you have nowhere to go. You haven't planned how to maneuver your family or how to reach the next step. So as a man, even before you get with a woman, you have to figure out what you want in life. How what has God called you to do? You know, figure these things out first. And then you find the suitable, understand what I say, the suitable helpmate for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that suitable helpmate, when they come along and y'all get married, now you lay down your vision of what God has told you, how you feel that God has told you to direct your family and how to grow your family. Now, once that woman get on board, the one thing that I encourage, and when we talk about incorporate goal, is a prayer of agreement. See, y'all should write a prayer. You know, my pastor taught me this long time ago. I think me and my wife have had a prayer of agreement at least 10 to 12 years above our bed.
Amen.
And every time your goals change, write it in the prayer of agreement. You know, maybe it may be a new job. Maybe it may be, you know, you may want to be CEO. I don't know. Your wife may want to open up a business. But whatever it is that y'all planning together, that y'all praying about, that you're touching and agreeing with your wife, you know, write it down. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Write it down. Make it plain. Put it above your bed. You know, so every day when you wake up, when you pray, you can see the prayer of agreement. It's on your heart. It's on your mind, it's not absent from you, I say put it above your bed because that is where you two lay. That is where both of y'all come together, at least every night, hopefully, you know, me and my wife are kind of different because I work nights, she works days, you know, so we catch each other in the meantime. Most couples, they come together at least at night to lay their head in the same bed. And you have that prayer of agreement laying above you. So when you set your goals, I believe everybody has to have a goal. Men, I think their goals need to start way before they get married. Yeah. If that's their goal to get married, they need to start setting goals way before. Because you got to come with a plan to the woman. You just can't come empty-handed. You're like, well, baby, I just want to get married. You know, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. You know, any intelligent woman or God-fearing woman ain't going to go for that line. True. You know, we'll figure it out as we go. I mean, so have a plan. And I'm not telling you that the plan needs to be a millionaire or whatever the case may be. That's why I say seek God. See what God wants you to do. You know, and then find that suitable helpmate. You know, everybody, every woman may not be down with your plan. You know, this woman may want to marry a guy that want to be rich because she want to be rich. But God told you maybe to start a ministry. And, you know, you may not be rich starting a ministry. You may not. But the thing is she, you have to present it to her. And then she has to make up her mind and then seek God for herself to see if she's down with the vision. These are goals. These are goals that you're setting for yourself. You're telling her the direction that you're going and you want your family to go. And then, like I said, once you get together, you know, she's going to have dreams and aspirations and you're going to have more dreams and aspirations. Write it all down. Put it in a prayer and put it above your bed.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for this practical wisdom nugget for men. I really want to appreciate you, and I want to thank you for, you know, giving all this wisdom for purpose. May God continue to bless you and increase you and your wife and your family in Jesus' name. Sister Carla, we know every marriage has a time of problems, issues. A married woman, what has been your best practical method that you use in handling the time of sieges in your marriage and help sisters, you know, that are going through storms and problems in their marriages? Please share with us, woman of God.
Sure. You know, we've been married a while, and, you know, we've been through some doozies, to say the least. And there were times too that I personally thought we wouldn't recover. You know, I thought we wouldn't go on, but God is so awesome. When you basically just go to God and you submit yourself with a humble heart, you ask forgiveness and repent, you know, you turn away from that, whatever, he'll do the rest. And Lorenzo and I have come to really get this. You know, we really understand this with God and one another. When we've come to an impasse, we stop. We put the brakes on everything, you know, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, we've had times where, you know, we've come to an impasse and, you know, we're not talking to each other. We're young and dumb, you know, and you're miserable. I mean, it makes no sense to be miserable in a marriage. It really doesn't. So we usually put the brakes on things, and we come together and we talk, you know, and sometimes the talk gets a little bit elevated, you know, because you're trying to get your point across, he's trying to get his point across, neither person's listening to each other, but that is when the essence of communication comes in. You have to put your, self aside and listen, you know, and listen with an open ear and an open heart, you know. You have to pray. I think the best thing before you even start is, you know what, grab your husband's hand. If he doesn't do it first, grab it and pray. that sets the tone for everything. It helps you even, you know, it helps you to get rid of self ideals and things too, you know, when you pray, because you're remembering, I'm talking to God. Who is God? Okay, you know what? God is love. Let me get my act together. Let me get rid of this anger, you know, or what have you,
mm-hmm.
and be able to talk and communicate, mm-hmm. which means talking and listening, you know, and you remember your promises that you made to one another, you know, and then you come to a mutual conclusion, you know, and sometimes that conclusion doesn't necessarily mean that that issue is resolved. That conclusion may be, hey, you know what, let's go to a counselor, you know, let's go together and talk, because maybe I'm not saying something right for you to understand what I'm talking about, you know what I mean, but you have to mm-hmm. communicate. Relationships are really hard, and it takes a lot of self-denial. It takes a lot of esteeming your spouse above yourself, but at the same rate, you can't forget yourself, you know? and it almost sounds like a conundrum, but it's not. It's attainable if you walk right and if you seek God daily, you know. There's going to be obstacles. There are people who, that old saying, misery loves company. So they're going to try and infiltrate your marriage. There's going to be issues with the kids that's going to bring some issues in your marriage. But when you come to that point, and you will come to that point, and not only once, but several times, you know, you have to remember your foundation. You have to remember your basics. And again, I repeat, praying. You will be surprised how that just takes away all of the negativity, and you're able to hear each other, you're able to have compassion, and you're able to hear God, because God speaks back
mm-hmm.
to us. You
wow.
know? So I just think that's the best thing. I think that's a practical method of handling sieges in your marriage. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, woman of God. That means a woman just has to be responsive to the Holy Spirit, you know, and just allow herself to pray, even when she don't feel like praying, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. During those times, you don't feel like even being with your spouse, let alone praying. You know God is going to set you right, you know? It's like you want to stay in that funk forever, but no, that's not a successful marriage. That's not a happy marriage.
Wow.
That's not joy, you know?
Thank you, Sister Carla. Elder, please, how about the men? How can they handle you? Because I know if the woman is not going to be the sheep.
Amen.
Sometimes.
Amen.
They should
Listen,
be.
I tell you this. As my wife just stated, you know, we've been married a while. And we've been through a lot of things. We have seen a lot of things, been through a lot of things. Thank you, Jesus, that
yes,
we're still together.
Raven.
We're still strong.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in love. I love her now.
Thank
which
you,
is
Lord.
More than I loved her the day that I met her. And but I'm going to tell you this. Men, you really got to understand this. And my wife just said, you know, there's times where she thought we wasn't going to make it. There was never a time where I thought we was never going to make it.
Wow.
The reason why, not because we didn't go through, but the reason why is because that's why I say you got to get, before you get married, get yourself right with God. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and know where God is taking you. See, because if both of y'all thinking that you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it, because both of y'all want to give up.
Wow.
You know, I knew as men, I know as the man and the head of this household, this marriage is my responsibility, because I'm the head.
Mm-hmm.
So, even if you got a corporation and the workers walk out on you, you can't walk out. You can't walk out. You can't walk out. Because it's your baby. This is your corporation. This is yours.
Mm.
You know, God has placed you head of that family. You know, you got to do all that you can to keep that marriage going, no matter what. And when I say no matter what, that's exactly what I mean, no matter what.
Mm.
And that's why the Bible says that we die daily. We die daily. You got to die to yourself. In a marriage, you're going to die to yourself. Trust me.
Yes.
Me and my wife have had so many times, like she said it, you know, and I have to, both of us have to stop. We have to stop.
Mm.
Because you want to know when you stop and put on the brakes like my wife did, then you have to understand that the biggest problem, and no matter what you face, and understand what I'm telling you, no matter what you face, no matter what it is, I don't care if it's lying, thieving, adultery, I don't care what it is, no matter what you face, you have to understand that you have left Jesus on the outside. That's why y'all going through so much turmoil. I don't even care if you think you got Jesus on the inside. You don't. He's on the outside. But when you stop, like my wife said, when you stop, and both of y'all gather y'all senses because you working in the flesh. That's why you arguing. You're arguing, you know, you. Everybody pointing the finger. No, you shouldn't have did that. Well, why you let the kids do that? And it's always outside forces. It's always outside forces. Always.
Mm.
The Bible says that the thief, Satan, comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
That's right. Mm.
So he wants to destroy your marriage. That's his job.
Yeah.
So he's going to send so many things your way because the union God ever brought together was man and wife.
That's right.
Covenant. So God is a covenant maker, but Satan is a covenant breaker.
Yeah.
So he's trying to break that covenant. So you have to stop and gather yourself. And like my wife said, pray. Sometimes you got to go in your secret place, go in your secret place and just be alone with God. And then come together. And sometime before you even utter a word with your wife, say, baby, give me a hand. Let's pray together. Pray before you even start talking.
Yes.
Before you enter this conversation. Bring Jesus on the scene. The Bible says, when two or more gather in his name, there he is in the midst.
Amen.
So it only need to be you and your wife.
Mm.
Y'all can have church right there in your bedroom.
Amen.
That's right.
But I said part of my bio, I said that Jesus, God is the glue that keeps my marriage together. And that's what I mean by when I say God is the glue. If I don't put him in that middle to stick us together, he's the glue that sticks us together. We're like two magnets on the same end. You know, they push each other apart.
It pushes
apart. But with God, if you put God in the middle and make God the glue, it's like adhesive. You just stick there. You know, that's why me and my wife, Pink, we got to stop. Oh, hold up, baby. All right. We haven't talked in 4 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, okay, let's redo this whole conversation. You know, I told my wife a long time ago, I am the person in this marriage, or used to be the person in this marriage, that was very headstrong when I argue. When I'm in the debate, I'm flowing.
You used to be very good. And I
tell you this, men, and I'm telling men this. Listen, I remember about 7 years ago, I knew I had to change my ways to communicate with my wife. And now, because I've done it for about almost 10 to 12 years before that time, right, now that I haven't did it in 7 years, my wife is expecting it because she's thinking of the whole original. And then when we get into discussions, I have to remind her, But when was the last time I my voice raised in a conversation? It has been years since I raised my voice in a conversation.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
So, but it wasn't like the first time, you know. Like I said, this was 7 years. You know, I haven't raised my voice in a conversation in 7 years with my wife. I'm talking about in an argument, and I'm the type of person, if I'm arguing, my voice, I could be talking and my voice is loud, but I haven't raised my voice in a debate argument in 7 years. And now, just in probably the last 2 to 3 years, my wife is like, wow, he changed. But it's been going on 7 years.
God can do it. God can do it.
Yes,
but
wow.
And I say that to you to just to say this. When you're on that path to changing, to correct something that you have already planted, a seed that you planted, that you grew up, and now it's rooted into your marriage, it's going to take some time for your wife to jump on board. So don't get mad when she doesn't jump on board right away, because you planted that seed.
Wow. That is awesome. Sister Carla, do you think you can share with ladies in the next 10 minutes on how to handle secrets and surprises that gets revealed after couples have become married? You know, because this is another issue that creates problems, you know.
It is.
So can you share tips?
Hard.
I think,
we'll start off
next time, but I want you to talk on that.
This one hits hard. I grew up learning that you don't tell your husband everything. I did. Different people, mother, aunts, family, friends, girlfriends. I even had a pastor's wife tell me that basically I was stupid for thinking that I could tell my husband everything, because we went through this phase of, we're going to tell each other everything, you know. And I shared that with her.
I said people got upset at that when we said.
Yeah, they got real upset. Oh my God! And that blew my mind. Like, whoa, this is a pastor's wife telling me I'm stupid. Like, wait, you know, I always heard you can't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. I know a lot of people heard that, and man, that is so wrong. It doesn't even make sense when you think about it, but it's so wrong. Basically, folks can mess you up. I know I have secrets on top of secrets. I kept them hidden deep down, that when I really needed to talk, when it was just overwhelming, I honestly didn't know how, because I was so used to keeping things inside and not being exposed. And when things got exposed, when things hit, you know, the street, if you will, or what have you, I honestly thought Lorenzo would leave me. I did, you know. I was very insecure, scared, you know, quiet. And I thought he would leave me. And I thought he would go on and I would just be alone. But actually he didn't. And he actually loved me harder and deeply. And and showed me what God's true love is. Here's the thing, like, why are you keeping secrets from your spouse, the one who you agreed to become one with, you know, to share the rest of your life with? It's ludicrous. Basically, it's because of fear. You know, fear usually keeps us from revealing our hearts, fear of rejection, loneliness, or you may think that he may not like the real you. Listen, I'm totally at the point where I think, you know, it's all about God. I'm seeking to do God's will regardless of what Lorenzo does. And I'm thankful that Lorenzo is seeking too. I am so thankful for that. You know, it makes it hard, of course, if you both aren't walking the same. But your mindset has to be an individual goal to please God. You always have to remember that, you know. You can't allow your husband or anyone to stop you from being true, from being honest, from being virtuous women, virtuous women. You have to be. You have to take this as your stance. It has to be your mindset. If you can remember how God forgives us everything that you have done, and God still forgives, and he still loves you unconditionally. He doesn't put conditions, oh, Carla, well, you know what, you didn't come and talk to me yesterday. You didn't pray, so I'm going to love you less. No, he loves you the same, you know, nonstop. And when you ask forgiveness, he throws that away, never to be brought up again, you know, and he's with you, and he doesn't leave you. We're the ones who leave him. So, you know, if we think about that and how he extends that to us, why can't we extend the same love to the one that we say we're going to love till death do us part? You know, for me and Lorenzo, that mindset solidified everything. When we came to understand that, we understood what this marriage is about, what this walk is about. You know, I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. Sometimes I'm going to tell you, I think, oh, it's so beautiful today. I'm enjoying this time with my husband. And my mind will say, oh, God, what's going to happen tomorrow? Then I have to say, stop. Don't think that way, you know. Don't think that way. But you know what? That's the devil, and he likes to mess with you and throw obstacles in your way. But as long as you remember God's love and, you know, how he has dealt with us, you'll be able to get through those secrets and those surprises. You're figuring out yourself and you're figuring out your spouse, and of course there's going to be secrets. You weren't together all of your life, so there are going to be things that are going to come out, but you just have to trust that God is in control of your marriage, and you have to trust that God is who he is for you. You know, be virtuous. Remember that, ladies. Be virtuous. Be honest. Wow. You can never go wrong in being honest. Amen.
Wow. Amen to that, Sister Carla. Elda, we're going to start off with you next time we meet, because I know you got a lot of words to say to the men.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Elda. I would like you to pray for marriages that are going through storms and troubling times, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just come to you, Lord, humbly as we know how, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to just be with, Lord, Father God, these marriages, Lord, Father God, ones that are listening, Lord, Father God, the ones that may listen later, Lord, Father God, even the ones that are not listening, Lord, Father God. You said what you have joined together, Lord, let no man put asunder, Lord. So we rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We loose your love, your peace, Lord, your long-suffering, Lord, inside their marriage, Lord, Father God. Give them a mind, Lord, to stand, Lord, Father God, in the face of adversity, Lord, Father God. Give them the heart of Jesus, Lord, Father God, to forgive, Lord, Father God. Even when man say they should not forgive, Father God, let them learn, Lord, Father God, what love is all about, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that you shed that love abroad in our hearts, Lord, Father God. That love, Lord, Father God, that can endure all things, Lord, Father God. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to just shower them, Lord, Father God, with your blessings, Lord, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, Father God, for this radio show, Lord, Father God, and helping people, Lord, Father God, helping people in their marriages, Lord, Father God, helping people who are deciding to get married, Lord, Father God, using us as vessels, Lord, Father God, to do your will in this day and time, Lord, Father God. But most of all, Lord, Father God, whatever we say, whatever we do, Lord, Father God, let it edify, let it build up, Lord, Father
Father God, that these marriages can stay together in the name of Jesus, that someone can look at them, Lord Father God, and say, what must I do to become saved just because of this marriage, Lord Father God, just because of looking at what you have joined together, Father God. We thank you for the glory and the precious blood of Jesus Christ that has shed abroad, Lord Father God, for our sins, Lord Father God. So we just thank you, Lord Father God, for what you're doing today, Lord Father God, what you're going to do tomorrow, Lord Father God. And we just bless each person, Lord Father God, each listener, Lord Father God, right now, Lord Father God. Let them understand, Lord Father God, what you are trying to teach them, Lord Father God, in this day, in this age, Lord Father God. Have your way with all of us, Lord Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Sister Carla, can you tell listeners how they can reach out to you and your husband and your ministry if you have any program upcoming?
Yes, we can. You can always inbox me on Facebook or email me godchild1598@yahoo.com. And Lorenzo.
Amen. You know, the same thing. I'm I'm on Facebook, Lorenzo Carnegie, and also, you know, we should be doing a marriage conference hopefully in Maryland pretty soon. We're going to do one in Maryland. So once we get the date for that one, we'll let everybody know. And also, we're going to be part of Hosanna
Worship Center.
Yeah, Hosanna Worship Center. You know, I'll be there if you need to contact me, and I'll also be speaking this Friday. If you have some time, you can look us Hosanna up on the Hosanna Worship Center on the on Facebook too, and the address and everything there. If you can't come by this Friday, we'll be blessing you. I'll be blessing you with the Word of God. So just come on through if you have the time.
Amen.
Amen. And it will be a glorious time in Jesus' name. Next week we're gonna have Apostle James and Professor Joanne. But Sister Carla is coming for her debut program with the ladies on Saturday. So tune in on Saturday. She's going to be talking on why we go through struggles, how to overcome struggles and trials as women. So we're going to have a lot of blessed time together. Thanks to everyone that has tuned in. And you all have a blessed and beautiful new week. Powerful resurrection next week, Sunday, in Jesus' name. See you, Sister Carla and Elder, and God bless you all for listening. Thank
Amen.
You, Elder.
God bless. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at coachfola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folachemy Iodelli. And her website is folachemynugget.blogspot.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another empowering nugget of wisdom.